light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, The one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, 1,000 times upon me daily, will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome once again to one all to another wonderful episode in silsila of the series The Light of Guidance. MashaAllah, you are watching Madani Channel and at the moment we are broadcasting this episode all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, today's focal point of discussion is going to be the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means, as a believer, in our thoughts, in our minds, in our hearts, we should always be conscious of the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khufya tadbir. We do not know what is the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know if tomorrow we are going to be alive, if tomorrow we are going to be dead. We do not know if we are going to be able to witness the next Ramadan or the next Shawwal, the next months of Hajj. We do not know if we are going to be present next week even. We do not know if we are going to be able to perform the next Salah. We do not know if we will be able to leave this world in the state of Iman. All of this here is the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's His plan. And you know, yaf'alu ma yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He wills. And you know, He is Qadri Mutlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He is the owner. He is, you know, the master, the lord of everything, of every atom which you can think about and which you can't think about. He is the lord of everything. So there is no way where, as human beings, ma'adallah, we can object or we can go against the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does as He wills, and every, you know, will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, it has millions and millions of wisdoms behind it, which is beyond our understanding and our imagination. But whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, He does, subhanallah. But we need to always be conscious of the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we do not know what it is. Yes, we must make dua in the court of Allah. We must cry in the court of Allah. We should beg in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, we also need to play a role on our side. We need to do those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to do. Because those are actually the things, you know, which is going to somehow benefit us and help us and take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are neglectful of those things, then we need to worry. Because we do not know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned that we are not going to leave this world in a state of Iman. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned that we are going to leave this world tomorrow. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned that something is going to happen, you know, day after tomorrow, whatever the case is. And we do not know about that. So we should live our life in such a state that every moment we are ready to face death. And every moment we should live in the fear, in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should enable us to leave this world with Iman. So today, inshallah, we'll just discuss a few things related to the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you come towards the ayah of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, subhanallah, surah number 10, verse number 7 and 8. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطُمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who do not have faith in meeting us and are pleased with the life of this world and have become content with it. And those who are heedless of our verses, their abode is hell due to what they used to do. Allah, 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 Allah. You know, in the verses preceding this verse, the previous verse, it has been also mentioned that this world is transitory. This world is temporary. This world is not permanent. It's not going to be here forever. You're not going to be in this world forever. This world is something which is here now and tomorrow. It's not going to be there. And the luxuries of this world, the mata'a, the goods of this world, everything of this world is not going to remain here forever. Every element of this world is progressing moment by moment, and it is moving towards its end. The people who were here are not here. The people who are here will not be here. The things which were existing are maybe not existing, and things which are existing will not exist in the future. This is a routine and a entire showcase to show us that nothing is going to remain here forever. What was is not here. What is will not be. This we need to understand. So soon the world is going to be perished. The day of judgment is going to be established. Everyone will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, which we have just mentioned now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four evils of the disbelievers. Let me just repeat the verse again. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرَجُّونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ عَيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Those who do not have faith in meeting us and are pleased with the life of this world and have become content with it, and those who are heedless of our verses, their abode is hell due to what they used to do. So four things, four evil qualities and evil characteristics of the disbelievers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah. Number one, lack of hope in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lack of hope in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lack of hope in going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two, preference for the mundane means choosing this worldly life. Number three, complacency with worldly life. And number four, heedlessness of divine signs. Inshallah, we'll elaborate on these four points after this short break, inshallah, in which we will listen to a beautiful Quran. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Bakare khash gharanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Bakare khash gharanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Nadaram juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae, nadanam juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae. Khud saazu samanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Tuhi khud saazu samanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah, parishanam, ya aghithni ya Rasulallah. Shahab-e-kas-nawazi,
کن طبیبا چارہ سازی، کن شہاب کس نوازی، کن طبیبا چارہ سازی، کن مریض درد عصیانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، مریض درد عصیانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم منتا سلطانی، اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم منتا سلطانی، دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم،
انظر
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
گناہ درجا نماتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد، گناہ درجا نماتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد، مدد اے آب حیوانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، مدد اے آب حیوانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد، چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد، نریزد برگ ایمانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، نریزد برگ ایمانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم،
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
چمہ شرفت نانگیزت بلائے بے اما خیزد، چمہ شرفت نانگیزت بلائے بے اما خیزد، زد بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را شتف زاید پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وہ شتف زاید تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا پریشانم
پریشانم
دستگیری کن
یا رسول اللہ
گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا نالا تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر گھر رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لا تنہر شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
یا اغثنی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد نور من نور اللہ. That, you know, a naat, the praise of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم can make you cry, can make you remember Medina. And the praise of the beloved Rasul can fill your heart with the beloved Rasul. The praise of the beloved Rasul can give you so much jazba and josh that, you know, you'll start screaming Nara-i Takbir and Nara-i Risalat. You know, so it all depends on which kalam you're listening to, what are the ashar. Sometimes the ashar have such a deep impact on your heart in which, you know, you'll just burst out in tears. And sometimes it will mention some incident of the beloved Rasul, some miracle of the beloved Rasul, or something of this Sahaba Ikram, and you know, you'll just have that oomph in you. Subhanallah, nevertheless, these are all the beloved and beautiful praises of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We always make dua that when we praise, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala enable us to praise the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as Sayyidina Hassan bin Sabit had praised him. We always make dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to praise the beloved Rasul as the Khulafai Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, Karam Allahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, as they praised him. Make dua, may Allah enable us to praise the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as, you know, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman Jami, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, as he praised the beloved Rasul. And obviously, we make dua that may Allah Ta'ala enable us to praise him as Sayyidina Sheikh Saadi Shirazi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, praised him. And why shouldn't we mention that may Allah Ta'ala enable us to praise the beloved Rasul as Sayyidi wa Murshidi wa Sanadi wa Mawlaya wa Mawlana al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Ridwan had praised the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, someone has very beautifully written once that Dard Jami Mile or Naat Khalid Likhu or Andaz Ahmad Raza Chahiye. And that feeling, that dard, that pain of Sayyidina Abdul Rahman Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala, Naat Khalid Likhu, and oh Khalid, may I write this kalam, a naat, but Andazi Ahmad Raza Chahiye. But the way of presenting my words in the court of the beloved Rasul, you know, we want that andaz, that way of expressing must be the way of Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, or Andazi Ahmad Raza Chahiye. Subhanallah, inshallah, make dua, may Allah choose us, inshallah, to praise his beloved Rasul. Ye bhi naseeb ki baat hai. This is also not everyone's cup of tea, and not everyone deserves it, not everyone gets it, alhamdulillah. It's only the fortunate beings who, alhamdulillah, praise the beloved Rasul. Otherwise, there are hundreds out there who say, what's the need to praise the beloved Rasul? I said, you can carry on saying, what's the need? We will carry on praising the beloved Rasul. And not only here in the grave, not only in the grave, in the hereafter, inshallah, we are going to always praise the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, qabr mein bhi lehraayenge ta hashr, chashme noor ke jalwa farma hogi jab talat Rasulullah ki. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, before the break, we were learning the ayah of the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four things of the disbelievers, four evil attributes and qualities. Number one, the lack of hope in the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means they do not anticipate appearing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Why? Because, you know, the hearts do not have the fear of the judgment day. Their hearts do not have the fear of the punishment of Jahannam. Their hearts do not have the desire, the yearning, the arzu, the tamanna, the wish to enter Jannah. The heart, you know, is basically dead. It is a dead heart. There's no fear from the fire of Jahannam. There's no fear from the wrath of Allah. There's no hope in entering Jannah. There's no desire to enter Jannah. They are finished. So there is lack of the hope in the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, alhamdulillah, as believers, we have the desire, you know, we have the hope to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to, you know, we hope from the mercy of Allah ta'ala, we fear the wrath of Allah, we fear the fire of Jahannam, we hope to enter Jannah, so many things. We hope to meet the beloved Rasul on the day of Qiyamah. This is within our heart. And that feeling, hope, that fear, that hope, that raja, it is ticking in our heart, and inshallah one day we hope that, you know, we are going to go in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are going to be with the beloved Rasul inshallah on the day of judgment. But this was a bad quality and attribute which the disbelievers had, that they lacked the hope in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there was no belief in the judgment. In the day of judgment, there was no anticipation for appearing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two, the preference for this mundane world means they have chosen, they have prioritized this temporary and transient worldly life over the yearly, over the hereafter, over the that life in which we are going to live forever. So they have chosen something temporary over something which is permanent. This is the second quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of the kuffar and the disbelievers. Number three, complacency with the worldly life means they have found complete satisfaction. They are you know, must. They are enjoying this worldly life. They are content with the worldly life. This is everything for them. This is their Jannah. This is their paradise. This is their everything, right? There is no plan for later on. There is no plan for after death. There is no plan for death. The entire life is as if they are going to live here forever. That's what they plan. That's what they think they are going to do, which unfortunately and definitely it's not going to happen. And number four, they are heedless of the divine signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means they remain oblivious to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are four things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. And after that, Allah ta'ala says, eventually, what's the outcome? Is that their final abode, their final resting place, their final place is going to be the fire of Jahannam, hell, nar-e Jahannam. Al-ayadu billah. So, amongst these four things, the thing which our attention is drawn to is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the disbelievers, the kuffar, they are satisfied with this worldly life. They are content with this worldly life. This is everything for them. And the disbelievers' quality that I shall remain as I am. As I am today, I'm going to be tomorrow. As I'm tomorrow, I'm going to remain forever. I'm going to love you forever. I'm not going to die. This world is everything. Khana, peena, enjoy, earn. That's all. Blow your money, spend your money, earn your money. That's your entire life. This thinking of the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has basically mentioned. I'm elaborating it. But if you have to go to the explanation, it's going to be this here. This is what the disbelievers used to think. This is what the disbelievers used to feel in their hearts, in their mind always. Contrary, if you look at a believer, the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, his heart remains occupied with the fear of the day of judgment. He dreads the punishment of Jahannam. He fears the punishment of Jahannam. He is apprehensive of the accountability in the grave and the hereafter. He is never indifferent to the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not become satisfied with his present spiritual state as to assume that I will remain as I am. Rather, he remains in a constant state of Allah-fearing consciousness. So these are all characteristics of a believer. And only that person will have these qualities in him who fears the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is conscious of the hidden plan of Allah. Because he knows that tomorrow I have to go in the court of Allah. Day of judgment, I'm going to stand in front of Allah. Jahannam is there. Jannat is there. Accountability is there. The book of deeds are there. The scale is going to be there. The pool sirat, the bridge of sirat is there. So what is the plan of Allah Ta'ala? Am I going to go in Jannat? Am I going to go in Jahannam? Am I going to leave with Iman? Am I going to cross the bridge of Sirat? A person is always conscious. He's always thinking about that hidden plan of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So what he does is now he starts preparing himself. He starts molding his life in the obedience of Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And the one who doesn't fear the plan of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, eventually the outcome is he moves very far away from everything. And ma'adallah, you have seen many people who have even left the fold of Islam. You get people who are not Muslims, and you get people who after accepting Islam, they have left ma'adallah. They have become murtad ma'adallah. So those are the people who have actually, you know, left everything. Their heart has become hard. Their heart is dirty and filthy and disgusting. They are far away from the teachings of Allah, of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and there is no conscious of the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their thinking is just, this world is everything. I am not going to leave this world. Whereas in front of them, there are hundreds of examples. Their parents, their grandparents, their forefathers, their siblings, their children, no one. The people have left the world in front of them. But still, they do not take the heed. They do not take a lesson. So we need to ask ourselves, are we also like those people? Alhamdulillah, we have Iman. We are believers. We believe in Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But are we also like them? Because yes, there are some qualities which they have, which we also have at the moment. Unfortunately, you know, remain negligent. We're not even worried if we are going to be successful in the hereafter. We're not even worried about Jahannam. We're not even worried about Jannah. We're not even worried about our death. We're not even worried if you're going to leave this world with Iman. We are doing everything which we want to do. We're eating what we want to eat. We're drinking what we want to drink. We're going where we want to go. We speak what we want to speak. We listen to what we want to listen to. We see what we want to see. Everything we're doing of our own will. Then we say, no, I fear the fire of Jahannam. No, I fear the punishment of Allah. That's a lie. That's the biggest lie you can tell yourself. Because if that conscious, if that fear, if that understanding, if that mentality was there, then you wouldn't have went on the path which you are on at the moment. So we need to really ask ourselves this question. And if you have the answer to it, subhanAllah, if your answer is no, I don't have this quality, mubarak to you. If the answer is yes, maybe I do have this quality. And believe you, majority of us have that quality within ourselves. So we need to ask ourselves that where are we losing out and what are we missing in our lives? You know, if you come to the human beings, unfortunately, we protect our worldly things a lot because we are so drowned in this world. We protect our worldly earnings. We protect our safes, our bank accounts, bank lockers, our safe lockers, our security guards. We make sure we have everything because we do not want to lose our wealth. But I ask you, how many of us are really worrying about our wealth of iman which we have at this moment? There are thieves of your money outside. There are thieves of your car. There are thieves for your house. There are thieves of your gold, of your jewelry, of your silver, whatever the case is. Then there are thieves of your iman as well. Every valuable thing, a thief is behind it. The cell phone has value. There's a thief who wants to take the cell phone. The tablet has value. There's someone who wants to take the tablet. The camera has value. The TV has value. Anything of value, you will always find a thief behind it whose eyes is on it. Tell me, what is more valuable than your iman? You can be the billionaire in this world, the richest person in this world. There's no iman, you have nothing. You're blank. You're zero. You're worse than the person on the street. Because that is the most valuable thing. Because your money is going to stay, your bank balance, your account, your house, your shop, your business, everything's going to be here. In the grave, you're taking your iman with you. And if that is not there, then believe me, you're not going to be successful in this world, in the hereafter, in the grave, nowhere. So the most valuable thing is your aqidah, your iman. Obviously, your aqidah is correct, your iman is there. So if your iman is so important, the amount of security measures we take for protecting our worldly belongings, how much security measures we take to protect our iman and our faith. If you come towards the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتُ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ أَوْ أَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحَوْ وَهُمْ يَلَعَبُونَ أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ الله الله فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ الله الله. Allah ta'ala says, have the villagers become unafraid of the fact that our punishment shall come to them by night whilst they are asleep? Or have the villagers become unafraid of this, that our punishment shall come by day as they are playing? Are they unafraid of the concealed plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So only those who incur destruction are unafraid regarding the concealed plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it becomes clear that the one who, you know, doesn't worry or doesn't care, ma'adhullah, about the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is destined for ruin and for loss. Today we have iman. Do we know whether we are going to take this iman with us intact when we leave this world? Then why aren't we protecting the iman? Why aren't we doing the things which are going to protect our iman? Tomorrow a person can come say something to us and, you know, we'll say, yes, he makes sense, and our iman is gone. How many youngsters there are in our colleges, universities? How many youngsters there are watching social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? And every, you know, person who is full of nonsense, har farigh shakhs, every person who has nothing to do, he's sitting on these social media platforms and he's the biggest mufti. And he comes and teaches the biggest things. You know, apparently, I'm saying this out of sarcasm. And, you know, people in our youngsters say, wah, baat to sabr karta, you know, he speaks so wonderful, so beautiful he speaks. Such beautiful things he says touches my heart. You do not know in that 1 second he took your iman and he went away. He said something which destroyed your iman. He said something which attacked your iman and you don't even know, because you were behind his speech, his words, and you were so engrossed in him, you didn't know what he said, how your iman went. You say, no, baat to say kehra hai. What he's saying is true, is yes, it's lekker, it's nice. It stops. So where is the protection for your iman? Will you allow anyone to come and sit next to your safe? Will you allow your safe to be open and allow everyone to come and see your jewelries? will you allow anyone who you don't even know, who you feel he looks good, he's a nice person, I think he's a good person, come and see all my wealth I have? No. You'll scrutinize the person. You'll investigate, you'll check the person before you allow him to your safe, before you allow him to your locker, to your bank account. Why? Because it's money. Within a second he can take my money. I don't know who this person is. No matter how good he looks. But when it comes to Iman, oh, then you know, Mulana Sahib, everyone who has a beard is a Mulana. Everyone who reads Kalima is okay, we can listen to him. Everyone with a book is okay. Everyone on social media is fine. Why? Why the double standards? Don't you fear the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tomorrow, if your Iman is taken away from you, and at that moment, if you leave this world, you die. What face are you going to show in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala says, yeah, nah? Have the villagers become unafraid of the fact that our punishment shall come to them by night whilst they are asleep? Or have the villagers become unafraid of this, that our punishment shall come by day as they are playing? Punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come. Death can come any moment. You are sleeping, you can die. You are playing, you can die. Anything can happen and you will leave this world. Tell me, aren't you afraid of that moment that if khuda na khasta, Allah forbid, you leave this world in such a state where there is no guarantee now for Jannah for you, then where are you going to go, tell me? So this consciousness of the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important. A wonderful incident is mentioned in front of me. And you know, inshallah, I want to mention this here. But we'll take a short break, inshallah. And as soon as we come back from this break, we'll inshallah carry on our discussion. We'll listen to a few Madani pearls, inshallah. Sallu lil Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers, I've got a beautiful hadith Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. And this hadith is narrated by Ubada bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala an. He reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, guarantee me 6 deeds, I will guarantee you Jannah. Now what are they? Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam further mentioned, when you speak truth. Keep your promises when you make them. Fulfill the trust when you are trusted. Guard your chastity. Lower your gaze and restrain your hands from hammering others. Respect your rules. According to this beautiful hadith, these are the 6 actions. If we give their guarantee, then we have got the guarantee of Jannah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Always speak truth. Keep your promises and fulfill your trust when you are trusted. And further, we need to guard our chastity. We need to keep our gaze lower, and we need to restrain our hands from causing harm to others. Inshallah, these are the beautiful actions. If we perform, the society will become garden of peace, inshallah. Everybody will live peacefully, when there will be no lies, when there will be no mistrust, when there will be no fraud whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine when nobody will harm each other through their tongue or through their hands? How peaceful society that would be. This is a complete legislation, a complete code of life given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his society in this jami', comprehensive kalam, these beautiful, comprehensive, concise words. Allahu Akbar. This complete philosophy has been mentioned, where a society can live better, where a society can live peacefully. This is the eloquence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could give a very small talk, but that would possess ocean in it. The meaning were very deep in it. Great philosophy is hidden in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what can be said about the eloquence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah says, "Tere aage yu hain dabe lache fusaha Arab ke bade bade, koi jaan muh mein zaban nahi nahi balke jism mein jaan hai." Sallu ala al Habib, sallallahu taala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al Habib, sallallahu taala ala Muhammad, sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. Alhamdulillah, welcome back to our silsila. We have the last few minutes. There's one incident which I want to mention, inshallah. And then we will move towards the conclusion of today's discussion. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he remarked, and this is mentioned in Salawatul Arifin, that there were 70 ascetics amongst the Israelites. Ascetics meaning those pious people who detach themselves from the world, away from the world. He says, in that era, no one was righteous like them in Bani Israel. Allah Almighty sent a revelation to the Prophet ﷺ of that time that these 70 ascetics would depart from the world as non-believers. Who were they? Those people who were pious and they detached themselves from the world and they were righteous people. There was no one as righteous as them, no one as pious as them. And what Allah Ta'ala is revealing? That they're going to leave this world as non-believers. Allah Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ asked in astonishment, the Prophet of that time, "Oh Allah, what is the reason for this? That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are very righteous people. They have detached from the world. They are performing neki be neki, virtue over virtue, good deed over good deed. Why then would they meet such an end? What's the reason? What's the wisdom behind this, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" You know, so we can also inform others, so others can also take heed and lesson from this. Allah, Allah, this is the summary of our entire discussion today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, it is because they have become indifferent to their end. They have lost the entrance, the interest. They have lost the worry. There is no care. There is no care at all regarding their end, how they are going to leave this world. They don't worry about that. They don't worry about that last few breath and moments which they are going to spend in this world because they have become indifferent to that. What's the outcome is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are going to leave this world as non-believers, as people without iman. So who are these people? Not normal people. Pious people. You can say the great great people of that time. But why? You know, they were satisfied with this world. They forgot the end. They forgot they are going to leave this world. They didn't worry about that. They didn't care about that end. So we need to really ask ourselves the same question. That is this quality within ourselves as well? If the answer is yes, we need to really fear the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope to see you inshallah in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive and remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.